All right then, you've sold the Safety 1 account and it's time for you to begin a process of implementation. And this is just an early training. There's much more for you to learn on strategies and uses and techniques that you can bring to the crew leaders and the department managers as far as using the forms and leveraging them. But the basics are right here. And what we have here is just a three-step implementation of the Safety 1-on-1 program. It's completely generic. You can work it out yourself. But what you really want to do is start with the crew leader short form and start with just the behavioral intervention and customize the form so that if you know what kinds of unsafe behavior have led to injuries, if you know what kinds of hazards or risks are on the job site, you could address those in the form by customizing it. You can customize how many interactions you want per week. Remember, accountability. You give them the blanks. They need to fill them all out. Then you would work with the department manager to customize and review the form with them because they're going to be the ones who are adding that next level of accountability as far as making sure that the crew leaders are competently doing the safety interventions as they're supposed to. Then you train crew leaders, and training crew leaders sounds a little scary, but it's really more about asking them what the risks are and how they might most effectively be able to use the forms, and then having them actually fill out a form, make sure that they're not afraid, that they understand, that they don't have to speak or write perfect English, or even if they write in a different language, that's fine, but they need to be able to get the basic information in there, and they need to understand what the whole process of behavioral intervention is. Let them run with it. After 2 weeks, come back, collect the forms, look at them, do a debrief, look where their weaknesses, work with the department manager, and just continue to build their skills on using the form. If you think they've reached an adequate level, you go to step two, where you might add the see and fix, or you might add just some other spin on the behavioral intervention that will help them, that will make it easier. Maybe they would lead with a question rather than a correction. So step two is just changing it a little bit, tweaking it, adding something if you want to, and keeping going. Make sure that those crew leaders are still trained and that they're supported, and then you just keep going from there. Step three, it's time that you have enough documentation that you add the department manager short form, so they begin before the end of the month to begin to fill out their form where they document their support of the crew leaders, they document their own individual interactions, and boom, you got this program going. And then from there, it's just a matter of monitoring it and growing it and building it out, and at some points changing it just for the sake of change, keeping it fresh, but make sure that it keeps going. Because ultimately, you are the last level of accountability. And so it's up to you to keep it going and keep it moving and keep it fresh. And that's all there is to it. And I think if you do that, you'll have great success.